grab that big heavy book, you know, the one you carry around that draws attention everywhere it goes. Grab that. The Holy Bible. Get it. If you can, open it to Luke chapter 19, stick your finger in there, and then go to Mark chapter 10. Luke 19 and verse 10. The Son of Man, who is that? Now you can shout out. Who is that? The Son of Man, who is it? Jesus. We celebrate today that he was born into humanity. He is not humanity deified. We didn't take a man and make a king out of him. You're listening to me. That's very important. We celebrate today he was born of a virgin conceived of the Holy Spirit. You with me so far? If you do not have that in your gospel, you have no gospel. He was born of a virgin in Bethlehem of Judea. While angels sang happy birthday and shepherds showed up to see if it was true. That's Jesus. The Son of Man, Jesus, came on purpose. Say purpose. He came looking for you. I'm going to try to get a preacher to at least raise their eyebrows. I said he came searching, seeking you. No, not me. You. You. And you. I heard somebody say, I found the Lord. He wasn't lost, and you didn't know where to look. But through the endless ages of eternity, leaping out of the pavilions of God's glory over the sapphire sill of heaven's gate, he left it all and came searching for you. I hope he found you. Some folks don't want to be found. Shove your neighbor and say, do you want to be found? He came to seek and save that which was lost. Mark 10, 45. The Son of Man, who is it again? Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and to give or surrender his life by paying the sacrificial price on angry, mean Calvary's biting beam. To give his life a ransom for many. Few pages over, your Bible records, a greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. I want to talk to you in great brevity on the subject, three Christmases. There are three, you know. From the earliest days of our childhood, there have basically been three dominant formidable figures that have informed and shaped our attitudes and our actions during this most holy and glorious season. Now, two of them are clearly fictional. Clear. However, as I will point out to you, there is one that is based on absolute scientific, geographic, historical, biblical truth. Chances are very good. So far this year, you've already celebrated the first two. So let's dive into them. The first one, and certainly the most unenjoyable character of all three, at least prior to being visited by three spirits, ghosts, angels, the spirit of Christmas past, the spirit of Christmas present, and the spirit of Christmases yet to come. Subsequently, he was converted. Now, number one comes to us from that tremendous work. I mean, a literary masterpiece written by Charles Dickens entitled A Christmas Carol. I'll go all Baptist on you. Can I get a witness? If you've ever seen A Christmas Carol or read the book, preferably, shout yes. Come on, shout a good Holy Ghost Baptist yes. The main character of that Christmas classic was, of course, the uncaring, unsympathetic, ill-tempered, and irritable, crabby, and crotchety Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge. Unfortunately, but undoubtedly, old Mr. Scrooge is still among us. You know them. They take every opportunity to pour ice cold water on every single part and portion of the warm glow of Christmas spirit. They're the mean, money grubbing, penny pinching. I saw a lady just nudge her husband. Miserable misers who mix in among us to diminish or destroy the very merriment and hope of every holiday celebration. They groan and moan their miserable self-styled bah humbug. That's my best preacher face. Oh, the thought of giving a gift to anyone for any reason turns them the wrong way. They dislike the music, they disdain the decorations, and of course, they view the shrieks and laughter from excited children as an abominable annoyance and agonizing assault on their tender sensibilities and delicate ears. Let's leave that one behind. Making number two on our list of Christmases is, of course, that iconic symbol of the season himself, Santa the Claus. Yep, that's him, jolly old Saint Nick. Now, don't get me wrong. I love some good Santa stories or Santa songs in my Christmas festivities, but only as long as they're just an addition and in no way the main character or the center of our celebrations. I mean, what's not to love about the guy? I mean, think about it. He's loved by everybody. His wife even loves him. Those on the payroll even like him. He's especially adored by the ones we all love to be adored by, all the kiddos. He's endearing, that's for sure, those rosy cheeks. He makes everybody happy, maybe even a little bit more kind or considerate for just a few days. There's a payday someday for a Santa Claus-centered Christmas. You mark my words, just as soon as Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen hit the sky and Rudolph with his nose so bright leads them all back to that imaginary North Pole in the sky with a hearty farewell from the chief elf himself. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. That's when our hearty, heavy post-Christmas hangover kicks us in the head. Because it's intoxicating, isn't it? But it's all been a fable. It's just a story. It's not real. It's just a cycle that begins every year around Halloween and lasts through New Year's. Now that all brings me to our third figure. The one who should be at the epicenter of every entire celebration. And might I add, the only one that's based on truth. My dear caroler, without Jesus Christ, we're left with Scrooge's disillusionment and Santa's fantasy. Stark reality is that true Christmas peace, true joy unspeakable and full of glory, cannot be found wrapped in the tinsel and paper of any earthly holiday. No, ma'am, no, sir. Nothing. This empty world claims it will fill the empty spot in your heart. This living, life-giving, soul-satisfying reality can only be found and is only available through a personal, up-to-date relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He and He alone can bring you the true joy, the true peace. Only the Christ of Christmas can afford meaning and purpose to our tribulations and our triumphs, to our struggles and our successes. Only Jesus, God's greatest gift, born in a manger while angels sing happy birthday and shepherds showed up to see if it was true. Only King Jesus was born to die and live again, and only He can bring meaning and purpose to your birth and prepare you for your eventual, inescapable end of life. Everyone standing, every head bowed, every eye closed. Now in just a little bit, we'll all be heading for the turkey and the hams and the roasted beast. We'll all be wrapping gifts. We'll all be singing carols. We'll all be looking at the beautiful lights. But I'm asking you, in the busy hurriedness of it all, would you just bow your head for a moment? Close your eyes. Jesus came according to John 3 and verse 16. Because He so loved this world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that if you would just believe on Him, you would not perish. Now, He's not just talking about this life. He's talking about eternity. Because eternity is real. A whole lot more real than Santa Claus or a Christmas carol. There's more historical proof that He lived than anybody. And He came to look for you. to save you. Not only in this life, but in eternity. The Bible is true, the bestseller of all time, because it is accurate in its predictions. Jesus said that heaven is real. Eternity in the presence of God Himself. No pain, no ambulance, no hospital, no funeral homes. That book says He'll wipe every tear from our eyes. Who doesn't want to go there? Everyone wants to go there. The tragedy is God gives us the opportunity to choose. He's not going to make you go there. You have to accept the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. You have to bow your knee to the resurrected Lord, the crucified Christ of Calvary. You have to open your heart and receive Him. You have to ask for His forgiveness. And if you do, He will come into your heart, forgive your sins, give you heaven to go to heaven in, and eternal life in His very presence. Hell wasn't made for you. It was made for the devil and his angels. People annoy me that say I wouldn't serve a God that would send people to hell. Neither would I. God sends no one to hell. That's why He gave us Jesus. If you go there, it's your own choice. You waited one day too late, one Christmas too many. You resisted the wooing, drawing power of God. What are you holding on to that is greater than what God can do in your life? When I say three, you want to go to heaven and not hell, have life and not death, blessing and not cursing. When I say three, shoot your hands straight up in the air. Stay right where you are, but shoot your hand straight up in the air, bravely and boldly. And we're going to pray. And at the end of that prayer, Jesus said you'd be as sure for heaven as if you were already there. Some of you have prayed that prayer before, but you're not living for Jesus. And you know it. And today you want the fullness of His joy back in your life. You can have it. All you need to do is raise your hand so we can pray. Do it when I say three. Many are already going up. One, two, three, raise that hand. My great God, Aston, come up here with me right quick. Every hand up, don't put it down. Isn't that beautiful? Entire families are coming. They're coming weeping. Come on. Somebody shout. Tomorrow will be too late. Come on, here they come. Come on. There they come. Come on. All right, here we go. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for the gift of your Son.
Thank you for the gift of your Son.
I come to you now.
I come to you now.
Because I've heard the gospel.
Because I've heard the gospel.
I believe.
I believe.
That you love me.
That you love me.
That you died for me.
That you died for me.
And that God.
And that God.
On Easter. Raised you from the dead.
Raised you from the dead.
And if I would just trust you.
And if I would just trust you.
You would forgive my sin.
You would forgive my sin.
And give me eternal life.
Give me eternal life.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
On this Christmas Sunday.
This Christmas Sunday.
I surrender my life to you. Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
And give me eternal life.
Give me eternal life.
I will serve you. From this day, for the rest of my life, as you teach me how. I believe you, confess you, and accept you as the only Savior of my life. Thank you, Jesus. I am forgiven.
I'm on my way to heaven.
And it feels so good. I think I'll just clap and shout.
Well, the advent, the appearance of God's only begotten Son laid in that lowly manger in Bethlehem was the first chapter in the greatest story ever told, God's great illustrated sermon. Our Redeemer came down from heaven above to pay a debt he did not owe and restore the relationship between the Creator and his creation. What an unspeakable, incomprehensible gift, one that ultimately defeated death, hell, and the grave. The cross of Jesus Christ also means that we can begin every day fearlessly and with great, great confidence. All the blessings of Psalm 91 give us divine hope. Our Lord God has promised his protection over us like the mighty eagle. His power guarantees no evil shall befall you. His love is our provision in every situation, and his refuge gives us peace. Oh, my friend, your faith is the antidote to every fear, and faith is always an act. So allow me to challenge your faith right now to end 2025. You know, the way you end one thing is the way you begin another. So let's end 2025 strong with a very special Psalm 91 seed faith gift. I'm trusting that everyone under the sound of my voice will sow your very best before the Lord as we celebrate his coming to the earth and his soon return. For so many of my friends and partners, I believe that you'd like to sow, according to Psalm 91, a Psalm 91, $91 gift. And I'm praying for the supernatural promises to be yours as you agree with me for the peace of Psalm 91 to be released into your life, along with God's protection, his provision, and his mighty power. He alone is omnipotent, omnipotent, all-powerful. Some of you have been especially blessed this past year, and your faith may require an uncommon seed of $1,000, perhaps even more. What a tremendous blessing that would be for the work of the Lord through this great gospel worldwide ministry. So please call today. Your phone's right next to you. There's mine. Or you can visit rodparsley.com. I believe for you to overcome every obstacle through faith, that's the antidote to every fear.
2026 can be your best year ever as you ignite your faith to blast away fear and walk confidently in victory. Dr. Parsley is standing boldly with you, believing for four God-sent blessings in the new year: power, peace, protection, and provision for every need. Take up the shield of faith and claim God's promised protection. Sow your Psalm 91 seed faith gift today as a declaration that you believe his promises and are ready to receive his blessings. For your generous Psalm 91 seed of $91 or more, you'll receive four powerful resources. Keep your faith strong as you read Psalm 91 from this beautiful print. The book, Fear Not, written specifically to help you and those you love overcome fear. The new four-part video series, Faith, the Antidote to Fear, and To Walk Each Day in Victory. The enhanced and expanded 365-day devotional, Every Day Matters from Rod and Joni Parsley. And for those special friends who sow $1,000 or more, we've commissioned an exclusive Shield of Faith from the award-winning Wendell August Forge, a stunning work of art that declares God's protection over your home. Please include your prayer requests for the Countdown to Your Victory New Year's Eve service. Call day or night, write, or visit rodparsley.com. Choose faith. It's the antidote to fear.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
You know, friend, one of the great, great joys of Christmas is hearing from our wonderful, wonderful friends and our partners around the world. The methods may have changed over the years. Not as many cards now. But, my, how the emails have exploded. Photos sent to our phones. Joni and I count it such a privilege, a blessing, to read your messages. Your love and support strengthen our hearts so much in the battle for souls. We love to pray over your request and be your prayer partners. And I want to include all of your requests in our Countdown to Your Victory New Year's Eve celebration. Next week, New Year's Eve. You can call today, or you can visit rodparsley.com, or you can rush them in the mail to me at the address right there on your screen. So I bless you now, everyone you love, this beautiful, wondrous Christmas season, and I pray it will be the most joyful Christmas season of your life. Christmas, where the smiles and the laughter of those you love constantly warms your heart. Merry Christmas now from Miss Joni, Ashton Blair, Austin Chandler, and all of us here at World Harvest Church and the Global Breakthrough Ministry and Valor Christian College. I'll see you next time right here on your international broadcast, Breakthrough.